Blog Talk Radio.
I'm looking for a girl. I'm looking for a girl.
Are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm on landline. I'm good now.
Okay, cool. All right.
Yeah.
So, Kelvin, oh, my God. We were on, what, just a few days ago, and it's like everything is just having a snowball effect about
oh, yeah.
the challenge.
Oh,
so
my God.
For,
it's just it's
for
awesome.
Everyone that Yeah, for everyone that doesn't know, like, you know, because I have a few new listeners that are actually tuning in tonight. So do you want to just go and just tell them briefly, like, what the challenge is about?
Well, the challenge all stemmed from a comment on or a post you made on Facebook that was just basically saying how people are bypassing the homeless and all of this and, you know, nothing was going on. And when I saw it just, you know, it just touched me. And I was like, you know, that's a good post. I'm gonna issue a challenge, and I thought about it instantly because of what you said. You know, give people a chance to see exactly what they go through. If you don't think it's nothing, if you think it's just, you know, oh, they lazy or they crazy, come out there one night just to walk in their shoes. That's basically where it all came from. I didn't know it was gonna snowball into this. This is awesome.
I know, right, Kelvin? I know.
Right.
You know, what's crazy is, you know, I've been getting feedback. I've been telling everybody that I talk to, whether I know them or not, about the challenge. And I've been hearing a lot of personal testimonies about how people came. Yeah, you too. How people
Yeah, me
came
too.
Close,
people that I never even knew. I was like, wow.
Exactly. Yes. I'm talking about people who are business owners now who, you know, you never would expect or people that just, you know, you never even thought about it or, you know, knew. But
right.
I've also got feedback. I've got a little bit of mixed feedback. One person said, oh, well, only one night. And I just, you know, very, very kindly just said, well, you know, It might only be one night to somebody like you or me because we've, you know, served and helped serve people that are in a needy position or whatever, but other people have not had that opportunity. So for someone else to come out there and to be with us and to, you know, collect donations, distribute goods or help feed someone and be out there during the holidays, outside in the cold, one night is a very, very big deal, you know?
Yeah, it's a very big deal. Just give you, one night of their life, you know. One night ain't even enough to experience what they actually go through on a day to day.
Exactly. That's my point, exactly. So, yes, it's all, you know, you can look at it two ways. It's like, yeah, it's only one night. But then again, only one night, but they're doing that every night. You know what I'm saying?
Every night.
Yeah, I had to go to traffic court with my daughter, and I'm sitting in the car eating my food. My son said, Ma, you're not going to finish that food? I said, I can't eat that. You know, it was like two giant pieces of fish, shrimp fried rice, and some vegetables or whatever. And at the same time, a guy walked up, and he was starting to he was going to ask for money. He kind of startled me because I didn't see him at the car. So I said, oh, he said, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. And before he could finish asking for money, he just starts staring at my food, Kelvin. I said, you know what, I'm sorry. You know, I ate over. He said, no, that's all right. I like that. So, you know, long story short, I gave him my food. You know, he took the food, and I was telling him about the sleep out and everything. And he said, yeah, he says, I know. He says, but I'm out here every night. So, it's only one night, but he just, like, broke it down. He's like, I'm out here every night. So that's
right.
looking at it realistically.
Ain't no, let me get through this one night and I'm back to my warm bed and shower.
Right.
You know, ain't none of that for them.
Exactly. You know, someone put up a post and they said, you know, a few people have some friends that even told me, oh, you know, I got to work that night, Racine. I said, you know, I'm going to tell you the truth. Some people actually work and they are still homeless. So hashtag team no excuses.
Exactly. No excuses.
So,
right.
Yeah.
And then, if you had to work, when you get off, we still going to be there.
That's what I told her. Yeah. Yeah. So, hey, you know, that's the truth. We're going to be there all night. And, you know, before we get into it, Kelvin, I wanted to, like, reiterate to everyone that it's, you know, more or less, it's not really an event because people keep asking me, oh, what about your event? No, it's not an event.
It's an experience.
It's an experience. It's not an event. That's why I said, you know, don't come thinking you're going to be, you know, being cute or whatever.
Right.
Because
we're going to be out there all night.
Right.
We ain't selling tickets to be homeless. This is no itinerary.
Exactly.
You know, this is not a great adventure. Trust me.
Exactly. Exactly. Right.
Yeah. And like what you said earlier about testimonies, I actually have a caller who's a personal friend of mine. We go years back. He's on the line. So whatever you get around to taking a testimony, I told my boy Terrence to call in because he told me today, and I never knew he experienced what he told me today. And it was like,
wow.
And this man is a legend, an ATL legend that's been in the music game for years. And I'm just learning.
Oh, my gosh.
Like today, it was like, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Matter of fact, we do have some callers that are calling in. I was trying to give everybody a chance to call in. If you are listening online and you want to call in, call 646-668-2872. And then when we start taking the callers, just push number one, and then we will definitely get everybody that wants to speak. But first, real quick, let's go over I don't know what questions you've been getting, Kelvin, but the questions that I keep getting is, what should I bring? That's the main question that everybody keeps asking me.
And you know what I would say to that? Imagine what a homeless have. They don't have nothing. So why would we say, oh, well, bring you this, bring you that?
Right.
The homeless don't have choices. So if you're going to experience
that
life for one night, you really don't have all those luxuries of what can I bring.
Yeah.
So basically, you're coming out there to be comfortable, and that's not the real truth of what their life is every day. They're not comfortable with sleeping bags and nice tents and all the blankets and the snowsuits. They don't have that stuff. So if you're going to actually experience that, you really can't ask, what can I bring? Now, if you bring this stuff, that's on you. But you're not going to get the full effect of what their life is like if you have all these luxuries. Now, of course, you know, we're going to bring stuff to keep warm because we don't want to get sick, of course.
Yeah,
but you know, it's not one of those things you can just ask what can I bring, because if you were a homeless guy, what options would you have? And that's the mind frame that I want people to look at and think about when they asking us questions like that.
Yeah, that's so true. That's what I told somebody. I said, whatever's clever to stay warm, because just like you said, Kelvin, it's like when they're out there, you know. They don't have many options as far as keeping warm. When I was leaving traffic court that day, it was still really early in the morning, and there was a young lady. She was sitting on the steps, and it was like some kind of blanket or sleeping bag. She was zipped all the way up. I'm talking about her. She was like all the way in it because it's that cold out there. So when Timlin says, "What should I bring?" Just whatever you want to do to stay warm, because when they're out there, that's what they're doing. They're surviving just to stay warm. You know what I mean?
Right.
So let's see. Okay, I did get someone just text me. They said make sure that people do bring donations. We're going to get into that as well. Bring donations and goods so that we can distribute that. We're going to get into that. So
definitely, now that's something they can bring. Bring something for the homeless. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Great one, Kim. Kim
exactly.
is on the line. My sister Kim Harley, appreciate it.
Okay, cool.
Without y'all, I mean, none of this would be going on because I can't think of everything. So I definitely want to give y'all big
but
kudos
that's all right,
and salutes
though.
Because women run this place. Women run the country, run the world. And as soon as y'all came aboard and start pushing this thing, that's when everything started moving. Because
by myself, I'm just one person. We see your vision. Right. We see your vision, Kelvin. Just like I said, we're behind you 100%. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so that's cool.
I see, because as soon as y'all came aboard and started putting your hands on everything, everything started moving. So, you know, I owe it all to y'all.
That's cool. We're behind you 100%.
Y'all been a blessing.
You've been blessing us, you know. And just like you said, you were inspired by that post. Your actions inspired me. You know, you guys got me pumped up. You know, I'm ready to do whatever it takes, you know. The only other thing I was saying to people that are coming, make sure you have – don't come out there and say, oh, I got to leave because my battery is dead. Either your battery is just going to die and it's just dead or, you know, or have extra battery or whatever. And that's only because I want us to blow Facebook up and let everybody know our presence. I want our presence to be felt out there. You know what I mean?
And you know what? Even if the phone dies, a homeless guy can't plug his phone up.
And
he don't have a phone.
That's true.
So,
right.
I mean, we're going to strip it down.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Exactly.
We're going to get real. If you're going to live in their shoes for one night, you got to take away all the stuff that they don't even have.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it.
Yeah,
you can't come with all those luxuries.
Right.
If my phone dies, it just dies. But
hey,
I know we're trying to serve a purpose because we want to do Facebook Live. We want to bring awareness. So, of course, we want to amp up our phones because we're on a mission to make this thing go viral as much as possible with all the media.
But the reality is, just like you said, the reality is they don't have all those choices and those options.
No, they don't.
You know?
And it's sad.
Okay.
You know, and I wish they did so they could see this love that we're giving them.
Mm-hmm. Right. So when I get faced with that answer, what should I bring? I just tell them whatever's clever to stay warm. But other than that, it's not an event. It's an experience. It's not an event. So it's not like you have to bring something. But as someone did say, Kim said that we should. Okay, let's get into the donations. What are you looking for as far as like goods for the homeless?
Well, basic stuff, you know, the right now the cold things, the coat, you know, the blanket, the shoes, socks. There's some people that got holes in their shoes and need a new pair of shoes. I mean, any and everything that you would want if you were out there, that's the mindset.
Uh-huh.
Bring whatever you would like if you were out there freezing. You know, you would want that hat, the skull cap. And when they ask, what should I bring? Bring something that you can leave with them. You know, bring something for those people.
Okay.
So everything that we come out there with, be prepared, if you can, to leave it with them. You know, whether it's an umbrella, where it's a whatever.
Okay.
If we can leave whatever we bring them, let's leave it with them.
Okay, that's cool. So you said hat, coat, blanket, socks, shoes. And toiletries.
Definitely.
I saw a guy sitting under the bridge just yesterday morning, brushing his teeth, just sitting on the concrete. So remember toiletries.
Kim just said, Dollar Tree has very affordable items. You can go in Dollar Tree with $20 and rack up. Kim need to be on his phone.
Wipes.
She Kim got them good ideas. Can you pull Kim and Pink in? Because y'all the team.
I got a list of people that are on here. So I got let me just see the numbers. Now hold on here.
We got Terrence,
Kim
and Pink.
Let me pull them in one by one. And I think this is Hey, this is Racine Ties Live. Who's this?
Terrence, is this me? I'm on.
Oh, hey, Terrence. Hey, you know,
Hey.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I thought I was pulling Kim in, but Terrence, how are you?
I'm doing blessed and highly favored.
That's my dog. That's
20
good.
Plus years.
Right. Now,
yes,
we
sir.
Were just talking about the event on Friday, Terrence, and he said that you have a personal testimony.
Oh, yeah, he didn't know nothing about it, and I talked to him about it today. A lot of people didn't know because I was still active or doing what I would do, but yet still I was living in the back of a club, and I was homeless.
Mm-hmm.
And I was homeless with a prominent guy. I don't want to say his name, but he's real, a multi-millionaire right now. And we was both homeless together. And so homelessness is real close to my heart. And I've been doing a lot of things with the homeless for years and years. And K-Chill, anything I can do to help, I'm definitely there for him, you know.
Right.
Appreciate that, brother.
Now, we were up here discussing, like, some of the things, you know, because every, you know, about the event, everybody keeps saying, oh, what should I bring, and this, that, and the other. When you're out there, Terrence, could you just give everybody, like, a reality of the situation, like, some of the things that you need when you're out there living that life? You know what I'm saying? We were saying, Pat Colton.
Everything that you can imagine, you know, it's not an event; it's an experience, and it's it's real. It's definitely real, you know. And like I didn't see guys with no shoes on, so I take my shoes off and give them my shoes, and you know, they need everything. Everything. They don't have cell phones. I heard you talking about plugging up. They don't even have them.
Right.
So
exactly.
They only communicate about trying to get money from people, something to eat daily. You know, they're trying to get $6 or $10 just to go into a shelter. You know, it really is. It's definitely real. So, you know, anything anybody can bring, they definitely can use it.
That's real coming from somebody who experienced that. You know, because
I've been homeless, so you know, it definitely is an eye opener. But every day is not the same. And as long as you have faith in God, your day can change. You know, as long as you keep the faith, it'll change. You know,
right?
It'll change because, like I say, I was out there, but I still was maintaining because I've been in the music business over 30 years. You know, but it wasn't as I wasn't doing as much then because I didn't have no place to take them for my meetings. I didn't have no place to go home. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely real.
And, wow.
You know,
wow.
I thank God every day because my life has been tested, changed. I try to change everybody else's life.
Right.
And you know what, Racine, all the years I've been knowing him, all the years I've known him, I've never seen him look like he was in a situation. He was always on point, fresh to death. I never knew it.
Yes, indeed. You know, it's homelessness is on the inside and outside. But you know, it wouldn't have did me no better if I was looking sad and getting disturbed by it. You know what I'm saying? So I just kept me as me and did what I can do. You know.
Right.
But you know what I would have did? You know what I would have did had he told me? I'd have said, brother, come on to the crib. Mi casa, su casa.
Right,
exactly.
Right, yeah.
I know you would have chilled, you know. But, you know, it's a lot of pride goes into that. Like I said, my mother didn't
That's
even
true.
Know I was homeless.
Right.
Because it's a lot of pride, especially when you know that, you know, you can do better or and you've never been in that situation. You don't want to go tell people, look here, man, I'm homeless. No. Yeah, it's pride behind that. And sometimes you got to let that pride go. But I didn't. It worked out. God worked it out for me for the better, you know?
Right.
Yep.
That's true. Let me ask you this, Terrence. You brought this up to Kelvin because he told you about the event?
Well, you know, Kelvin's been doing the events for the 4 or 5 years now. You know, he's been doing it a minute. But I still never have mentioned it to him. But see,
these holidays have a certain kind of touch you.
Yeah, these holidays touch you in a certain way that you really want to talk about with the experience you have been through if you have been through that. So I just opened up. I just all of a sudden said it.
Wow. Oh, my God.
It just came out of my mouth, you know. And he never knew that, but that's what it was. And, you know,
man, how many years ago
today,
was that?
They'll never know it. It was
How many years ago was that?
Maybe about 20 years ago.
Yep.
My goodness.
20 plus years in the game, and I've never seen him look like he missed a beat. So that's just awesome.
Yeah, you know, God is great. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
that's
people,
true.
You know, they tell me God is good. I say, he better than good. God, great.
Yeah, you got that right. Wow. Thank you.
So I'm willing to give back. I got a bunch of stuff I want to give back. I don't tell people, you know, that I like to do stuff like that because I don't like to get recognition for stuff like that. Because that's a gift. You're supposed to do this.
Exactly.
This is what you're supposed to do.
So true.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm doing it in the city, giving me a proclamation. And I had to think about that for the 2 weeks before I said, yes, I accept that. Because I don't like, God knows what I do from my heart. And I don't like to try to get recognition for what I do. And I had to think about that to the councilman to let him know that I accept that. And people say, you need to accept it. And I'm just like, this is what I'm supposed to do. I don't need no reward. God rewards me every day.
Amen.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And, but you know what? You know, thank goodness you did, because then that will help other people to recognize, well, maybe they can step up to bat too, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and the thing is, who's going to step up anyway? That's a human being thing. That's a human way, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I've been doing stuff for years. When I was homeless, I was helping homeless. You know what I'm saying? But,
wow, that's powerful right there.
Yeah, I'm homeless helping the homeless. I went without, when I seen a brother with no shoes on, I had socks and shoes on. He can have my shoes. I got socks. He didn't have nothing. So, yeah. So that's
my
good.
Man, are you here, Georgia, Terrence?
Yes, I am. I'm here in Atlanta. I've been in Atlanta since 1983. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
I was around.
Meet you Friday.
Yes, I was around when the music scene busted open, and I was a part of KTL doing his thing, and you know what I'm saying.
Oh my
goodness. And it was a Yes. Yeah.
Right.
It was great.
Okay, cool. I'm looking forward to meeting you, Terrence. Thank you so much for that personal testimony. And we
No doubt.
All right. I'm gonna get some of these other people online. You have a great night.
Okay,
Terrence.
Then y'all be blessed. And I'll talk
thank you.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
I'll see you in the morning, Terrence. I'm picking up your stuff.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right.
All right then. Be blessed.
All right. Wow, Kelvin.
That's deep. He shocked me with that today.
Man, just today he told you that?
Just today. He shocked me.
Wow.
I was like, what?
We just never know. I had some people, I promise you, Kelvin, almost every day, not today, but just about every day, someone has either been inboxing me or telling me their experience. And I'm like, man, just, you know, you never know. So let's see. Okay, let me pull. I think this is Kim. We're going to see if this is Kim. Kim, is that you?
I'm here.
Is that you? Hey,
this is Kim
Harley.
Hi, how are you guys tonight?
Good.
Much to meet.
ATL Hottest Makeup Artist on the line.
Thank you very much.
Racine Ties Live. Hey, so Kim, we were going over some of the items, and then you start texting us and just making sure that we did not forget anything. And I thought about that too. They need, you said, get some like wet wipes and baby wipes or things like that too.
Yes, it's a misconception that homeless, all of the homeless population don't care about their situation. We are in the parks, we are in the streets, we are in the trenches weekly. This isn't a one-time thing for us. Our whole team, we believe in this, we breathe it. And so when you take a moment and spend time with them, you begin to understand that they want to take baths, they need haircuts, they need deodorant and lotion and soap and toothpaste, gloves, diaper wipes. So when they can't get to a shower, they can still clean up. Just because a person is homeless does not mean, now we do have some of the homeless population that do have mental issues, but that's not the case for all of them. There are many that are working. There are many, when you don't have an address, it's hard to get help. So we have people that come out, you'll see some of those people at Friday at the experience, because that's what it is. You will see those people, and this is what we do. And so I want to encourage people that are saying, oh, well, I don't know what to bring. Bring something for somebody else. if you don't know what to bring. Well, I can't come. My family's here. Okay, well, what are you going to do with all those leftovers? How about you pack them up and bring them down there Friday? And on top of that, you're welcome. And on top of that, if you can't do that, then take a moment. What you might spend in the drive-thru, I went through the drive-thru today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you
mm-hmm.
spend $10, $12, just go to Dollar Tree. Pick up some of those
mm-hmm.
woolly flannel
mm-hmm.
socks, some gloves, some hats. You can go to the Army-Navy store. I was there
mm-hmm.
a couple of days ago. The leg warmers and toe warmers are $1.99, and they stay warm for 10 hours of heat.
Are you serious?
Wow.
This is something that they can put not just in their shoes. Some of them don't have shoes, but it's not just something they can put on their feet or put around their hands. You have to think
mm-hmm.
about it. These are people that are digging through trash cans, trying to pull out old plastic and newspaper to stay warm. Well, they can
right.
also use those heat warmers, leg warmers or toe warmers, to put around their bodies, too, and stay
okay,
warm.
Kim.
The temperature is for real. Yes, ma'am.
Right. Kim, repeat that where you found those so that people can pick those up, because I didn't realize they stay warm that long. You said the hand warmers stay warm for 10 hours?
The toe warmers stay warm for 10 hours. The hand warmers stay warm for 6 hours. And they're air activated. And you can get them at any Army and Navy store. So as soon as they open up a package, it begins
uh-huh.
to heat up. And then they can insulate,
okay.
they can put them around their neck or hat. In addition, at the Army and Navy store, you can also find freeze-dried food. Now, that may sound crazy,
okay.
but if you're homeless, you don't have a way to cook
mm-hmm.
your food. You can take
right.
They're like $5 a package, $9 a package, and they're good. They're tasty. They're seasoned. Our troops use them, and all you have to do is add a little bit of water. They can take a little bit out, add water. It puffs up, and they can have a sustenance-type meal and then save the rest for later. It's non-perishable. So these are things that we can do that can help them,
mm-hmm.
and they're lightweight, so they can take them with them.
Okay,
look
cool.
at that.
Okay.
Look at that.
That sounds great. All right, cool.
I just want to say thank you.
I want to say thank you to all y'all.
Yes, thank you, Kim.
Because without y'all coming aboard, this fire wouldn't be blazing so hot right now. And I just really appreciate y'all, because when you're by yourself and you're doing everything by yourself, it gets overwhelming, and you can't think of everything. So with a team like y'all, y'all make this possible. And I just want to salute y'all and thank y'all, because – You know, God sends his soldier, but you need a whole team, an army, to make it really happen.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, that's
so
true.
So each one of y'all inspired me. I'm blessed to have y'all in my life and on my team. And together, we're going to conquer this ugly thing called homelessness.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Right.
Yes,
and
sir.
Thank
yep.
you so much. I appreciate you. Racing, thank you for having me on. And K-Chill, we love you.
Yeah.
We are here for you. And, you know, anything that we can do, we're going to stand by our word and do. And I will see you on Friday with some people.
Okay.
All
right.
Great,
Kim. I can't wait to meet you and see you.
You too. Much love and carry on. Yes, ma'am. Bye, K-Chill.
All right, sis.
Bye-bye.
Now we got Miss Pink on the line, too.
Yep. We got Pink. She just said that she's on. Let me see. Okay. Pink, I need you to press number 1 so that we can buzz you in. So press number 1 so I can know which number you are calling from, because I have your name saved in my phone, but I don't know what your cell phone number is. Okay, and I think I have her. Okay, so we're going to buzz Miss L.A. Pink in. Are you there?
Hey,
hey.
Everybody.
Hey, how you doing?
Excellent.
So, Pink, you heard us talking.
I got the dream team.
Yes, he does.
Yes.
You got K-Chill's angels.
That's right.
Man.
Y'all definitely
right.
are angels.
You're right.
Forget about Charlie's angels.
K-Chill angels.
If I was homeless and looked up and saw y'all standing over me, I'll be like, looking for y'all wings. Where are y'all wings at?
Come on, come on. Shut your mouth. Shut your, I got that last night. Shut your mouth.
Now, look, L.A., you heard us talking.
Yes.
What type of suggestions do you have as far as, you know, any donations or, you know, like what somebody might need? I know we started saying about the toiletries and Kim was saying about the hand and toe warmers too.
Oh, yes, most definitely. All those things are going to be great. Last night we were taking them some toiletries and you would be, like, weird because they was like, no, nah, I don't need it. I don't need it, you know. So it just be, like, very with them because they get stuff daily, you know. So I was talking to Brad today, and we were really just kind of focusing in on what something healthy, just good for their stomach, you know, a stew.
Okay.
Or, I mean, he was saying put something together that, you know, that has a lot of nutrition and things in it, you know, that's in real
okay.
hot for them,
healthy.
You know, since
mm-hmm.
it is cold. Yeah, very, very healthy. And what people have to realize, too, is when they're out here, be mindful of the seasoning and things that we use because these
okay.
people have to go to the bathroom. You know, we don't want to make anything that's going to get them sick to have them
right.
in the hospital. I'm very, very mindful
mm-hmm.
to that. And so is Bruh and all
right.
of us, so that we can
That's
make sure
smart.
That they, we're not
so
doing
smart.
Anything to reverse what
mm-hmm.
we're coming out to. You know, really with them, it's very simple. You know, you would think you need to bring a whole bunch of stuff, but all they really want is your time. You know, that's going
mm-hmm.
to be very, very major. Like I said, I go and I sit down with a lot of them, all of us do, and
mm-hmm.
we collectively find out exactly what it is that they're thinking about, you know, and a lot of them,
right.
they're just searching for that connection, you know, when you
right.
call on them, like if you say you won't be there, you know, because everybody comes down there. They get people daily, but it's nothing like having somebody that when they can call on them
exactly.
To come
exactly.
get their birth certificates or their social security cards, just to take them to go
right.
to the place that's so
right.
important as
so,
well, you know. So
yeah, true. So for Friday, though, because the thing is, we're going to have some people that are, like, new. So we might have people that have never, like I said, experienced even serving to that capacity. So when they come on Friday, what would you suggest for them as far as let's put it like this. You said that they said, oh, we don't need it, but what are some of the toiletries or items that you see that they need, even though they say they don't need it? Because, you know, they're
right
going to need it in the future.
You know, with the wipes, Kim,
the
wipe. Kim, she,
okay.
he, yeah, she hit it really pretty much everything on the head. We all pretty
okay.
much piggyback off of each other. Once me, Kelvin,
okay.
all of us, we all just, you know, and now we all just going to walk together. You know, hey, we know what, like Tim just said, baby wipes, all those different things are always, always going to come
okay.
in hand. Tissue.
Okay.
We can
tissue.
Bring rolls
oh, okay.
of tissue.
Tissue. Yeah.
Yes.
Because
rolls of tissue.
Yeah, I can't think of stuff.
Because
mm-hmm.
right. you know
yeah.
the outside,
yeah,
like so they got to use the bathroom, you know. So, I mean,
right.
wipes is always better than tissue, but for people that, if they, Walmart has a big, they have the value packs of wipes. So if they cannot get the wipes because they might be a little bit expensive because, you know, hey, we want to still, you know, if they can't afford it, then, hey, tissue is always good, too, because they were asking
mm-hmm.
for rolls of tissue last night. We had paper towels, which we, you know, we didn't come prepared for tissue, but they was asking
mm-hmm.
for paper tissue last night. So
mm-hmm.
tissue, you know,
right,
like she said,
right.
wipes is always good. Hand sanitizer, those little small hand
okay.
sanitizers, so that, hey, they can, you know, clean their hands.
Be clean, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, just
now,
survival. Think of survival. Think about when you go
right.
to the mountains. You know, the things
right,
that you
right.
have when you go to the mountains, you know, those are always
okay.
great things.
Yeah, and a good thing,
another thing
that
too, the
just
light
text
up.
Me. Uh-huh.
The dollar
the
store has the light ups, you know, those little light ups that glow in the dark.
Oh.
You know, yeah, the
oh,
glow in the dark.
That.
We can, if everybody wants to bring, if everybody has some of those too, so people, it's going to be dark outside. So, hey, we can have those
yeah.
so that people could see, you know, and I say the glow in the dark because when they were running across that street, when
mm-hmm.
those people don't see them in the dark, they can be hit.
Oh, those. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah,
well, yeah, that's
like
good.
When
you're
in a parade or something.
Work. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. You know,
good,
okay,
good
and
idea.
Then I'm glad you brought that up because, that, okay, so I'll get into that later with the parking. But the light-ups, that's a good idea. Kim wanted me to mention, she said that anyone that's attending, please be transparent and non-judgmental. We're out there with them. You know what I'm saying? Even though we might not be in that exact spot that they are, you know, actually sleeping at or whatever, they right around the corner. I just went down there to check on the parking less than 2 hours ago. And they're like less than a block away, a lot of them. But you got to come out there and understand that these people are out there all the time. So don't come out there and just be like, you know, kind of standoffish. No, we out there to help serve.
Love on them. They feel that. They feel that energy, you know. That's just like last night when we were out there, because I was letting them all know, hey, we'll be down, you know, spending the night with you guys. I'm calling out my brother's challenge, you know. Like I said, this is just so amazing to them be able to now be in the present. I mean, like I said, I love them anyways. I be down there all the time, like all we are out there.
Right.
When they call me, I'm coming. But, you know, to actually just stay the night with them and actually laugh and joke. I mean, just like last night, it was so amazing for us to just show up at the time that we did because they had no food, you know. So just like what was put. Yeah, with you guys, forgot to wake you up that morning and you to post that and then put that on Bro's Spirit to be like, call it forth, because what he did was a movement. That was a movement.
Right.
That, God is calling forth a movement, you know, and I think I don't want nobody to get this twisted at any time. God is doing some mighty and powerful things, especially
very
right now
fast.
With this movement. This one right here is amazing that it was called forth. And I just applaud you, bro, for being obedient. I applaud anyone for being obedient and listening to what God is saying. And I even applaud you for calling it forth and putting it out there, you know, for it to be even recognized. Because, like you said, and when you got a great team of people around you, that's why God said surround yourself with like-minded, you know, because when you do that, you see what just happened. I mean, it just manifests. Everything just begins to manifest, you know, and it just begins to blossom. And then God just begins to grow, and then he begins to move because he said, you could do all things through Christ or what? Be your strength, you know, and that's what we're doing right now.
Yeah, and you know what, Pink, you know, I posted up something the other day. I don't know if it was today or the other day, but a lot of times people, you know, they'll say, okay, you know, we need our prayer warriors, and then, you know, just, you know, let's type amen. And then they'll sit back and do nothing. But we need a little bit more than that. When you see that you're able to do something, you got to do something. You know, because
in the world. He said, greater is he that is in me.
Right.
In the world.
Yeah.
So if you see greater within me, we're going to operate that. You know, we're going to operate that within in the world so that we can now bring greatness, not just to us, but to others, you know,
to
other people.
And I do applaud Kelvin because, like I said, he is one person that, you know, it came to his heart and his mind, and he just—he didn't have to think about it. It was a split decision.
Not at all.
Oh,
but
you know, I'm gonna.
Let me tell you something. I don't mean to cut you off, but
the
gentleman that when he spoke and he said, you know, if you would have told me, I'm a witness to that. You know, I went through the situation right now of becoming homeless, and in my situation, and Kim and Bro and them that have been on my team, you know what I'm saying, riding it out with me, but they haven't seen me stumble nor fall. But when I was even going through the transitional stage, my brother, he said, sis, if you need to sleep on my bed, I will lay on the couch. You could take my bed and you can come here. You ain't got to worry about nothing. I'm a witness to that. This is just a few weeks ago.
Right.
This ain't no year ago. This ain't 2 years ago. This was just a few weeks ago that my brother reached his hand out to me and said, whatever you need, he called me faithfully.
So it's real.
To say, you good. Mm-hmm. You all right.
Right.
And I said, you know what? That's real. Because Kim called me to say, hey, sis, you good? Hey, do you need any money? Do you need it? What do you need? I'm telling you, these people are not just out here helping just the homeless. They're helping their friends and their family as well. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
They're helping us. It's real.
Right.
It's real. And
that's what
we got to surround ourselves with. That people is not just saying, you know, because let me tell you something about a handout. A handout will always, because they'll never help you get up. They want to be a handout to you. Do you understand me? And that's the reason why I said we are a group of organizations that's a hand up, not a hand out, a group of people, because we want to see you get up on your feet. ATL, we want to see you get up on your feet. Feed
that's
the homeless USA. We want to see you get up on your feet. We want to see you change. We want to see you win. We don't want to just see you being a hand out to you and you still stand down there in that stagnant place. We will meet you where you at, but we're going to take you where we're going. Because we're going to the top, because the bottom end is entirely too crowded.
Exactly.
We're going to the top.
Thank you so much, Pink. Thank you so much, Pink, for coming on. I got like three other people that I got to get on. So
I'll be here. I'm listening.
And I cannot wait until I meet you.
Come on.
Thank you, Pink. Love you, Pink.
Friday is almost here, baby.
Okay.
I love y'all.
Okay.
I love y'all. And I'm staying on the line. I'm still listening.
Cool. Okay, cool. All right. Bye. Have a great night. That was L.A. Pink.
You're a treat.
Cool. Now, I have somebody else. Now, if you spoke already, press the number one so that it will click or whatever. But if you want to speak, press number one, and that's equivalent to raising your hand, and I will get to you. Because I think I have another caller on here that wants to speak. But so far, I just want to go over real quick. Okay, so we have hats, coats, blankets, socks, shoes, toiletries that they need. Kim said, go to the Army Navy store and get the hand warmers. They're really, really cheap. We said, baby wipes and sanitizers that they need, hand sanitizers that they need too, right? And tissue, what is it, like tissue that they might need, right? And L.A. said, if you're going to make something, if you're going to make some food, make sure it's healthy, not nothing too spicy, because we ain't trying to give anybody, like, stomach problems and all that. So just keep that in mind. Okay.
Hot food.
Okay. Let me see. Okay, real quick, the agenda for the evening for everybody that keeps asking me, Kelvin, could you tell people, like, what we're going to do at 7 p.m.?
At 7 p.m., we're basically going to, you know, just kind of do a meet and greet along with gathering everybody, getting in their places, getting your bedding set up, getting your little living room set up for the night. And while we're doing that, we're going to have some motivational speakers come through, giving their testimonies and, you know, maybe doing some Q&As in between. So it's not like an actual program. It's not a show or an event. So we're just going to be loving on everybody, letting them know we're there, educating them with any information that we can, answering any questions that we can. And, you know, we just going to make it a night of bonding and just, you know, making them feel human again instead of being treated like animals all the times that they're there. You know, when people see them walking up, they turn the other way and look the other way because they freaking, oh, they're going to ask me for something. Well, yeah, they're asking you for something because they're trying to survive. They may be starving, and if they can get a dollar or two from you, if you got it to spare, then do you want them to die or do you want them to open their mouth? Because a closed mouth don't get fed.
Heck, yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're right.
So, before I forget. Go ahead.
No, what were you going to say?
Go ahead. I was going to say, before I forget,
because I'm not going to forget this time, GoFundMe.com/4CSNY4. So if someone, just like I told someone, if you don't feel comfortable giving somebody money on the street, because I hear all these excuses, Kelvin, I ain't going to give money because it's, if they're not hungry, you know, they might not be hungry every single minute of the day. So, you know, you buying them a meal every single minute of the day, that's not going to cut it. Sometimes they do need like some change in their pocket for whatever reason. But if you don't feel comfortable doing that, please donate to somebody that can allocate those funds in the best way possible, GoFundMe.com/4CSNY4, and that will donate to your organization, FeedTheHungryUSA.org, and then you put that money to good use, and it will go directly to helping
to a
homeless person.
Exactly, as it has been for 4 years, with or without donations, we do what we got to do.
Right, Right. And I tell people that you go out of your pocket when you don't have those donors and those sponsors. You go out of your pocket to do this. So it's a good cause. You know, you can't give me, you know, I'm telling you, Kelvin, people can't give me any excuse. You know what I mean? Usually when the subject even comes up about homeless, I like to hear everything that they have to say about why somebody might be homeless, or, you know, how they did this, that, and the other wrong. And then I hit it, oh, yeah, but I was homeless too. And, you know, because I just want to hear everything that they got to say, and then you don't have any excuses for me. You got to work? That's fine. We're going to be there all night. You got family?
Right.
That's cool. Just like Kim said, what you going to do with the leftovers? Oh, I don't want to give money to a stranger. That's fine. I got a GoFundMe account for you. Kelvin, don't let nobody come to me with excuses.
Right. I see you ain't having none of it. Get them,
no,
sis.
I'm not
get
having
them.
It.
I see
okay,
that.
So the GoFundMe, we got that out the way.
Yeah.
We got the
parking. We got the parking.
Mm-hmm.
You know we got Cody on the line coming from Carolina, right?
Oh, okay. We're gonna buzz Cody in. Let me just go over the parking real quick because everybody keeps asking about the parking. So I did go down there on my way home. There is on the street parking on that side of the building with that 68 Mitchell Street. So there is parking right there. Then on Central, I think it was Central Street, which is like on the other side, and on Trinity, there is parking, and we're good after 7 p.m. Now,
that's a perfect time.
Right. And the thing about it, Kelvin, is I want to make sure, and if anybody asks you about the parking, tell them to make sure they read the signs. Don't say Kelvin or Racine said, oh, yeah, after 7, I'm good, because some of those signs, they have to be their only government cars can park right there in that spot, or electrical cars or whatever. So they have to make sure it's in the spot that says, you know, after 7 p.m. Don't just park anywhere and say, oh, Racine said we're good, because it's certain spaces. But there is parking around the whole perimeter of the building. And then if they don't want to do the parking on the street, the underground parking garage is like not even a block away. You can kind of see it from right there. So if they want to park in the garage, you know, you can go park in the garage. So you got that covered. And it was like one more thing. I just wanted to make sure of the parking. Oh, and like we said for the agenda, I tell everybody it's like, once again, it's not a formal. It's very informal. It's, you know, we're coming there to show you what it's like to walk in a mile, to walk in the shoes of a homeless person. So don't come there thinking that it's, you know, an event. People are asking me, well, can I sign up to speak? No, you just come, just show up, and then everybody's going to speak who wants to speak, you know?
Right, right. I'm surprised you didn't get a question like, well, how much is it?
No. I would say, well, go to the GoFundMe, and anything you got on your card. No, I'm just kidding.
How much is it? How much is tickets?
Well, you go to the GoFundMe. And before I forget too, Kelvin, I want to give a big shout out to Michael Baskin of the Baskin Law Group.
Oh, my God. The biggest donor. You got to get a double round of applause for that. That man came through like an angel with some buff, strong wings.
Oh, my God. You know what, Kelvin? I was – it was so crazy because – and I didn't forget you, Cody. We're getting to get you in there. I was looking at the – I had posted up something, and somebody said, oh, yeah, I could do that. And before I could tell her thank you, you had said somebody else donated. And I was like, oh, my God. I started texting her, and I was, like, telling her thank you. And then I went to the GoFundMe page because I was trying to get her name right. And then when I looked at the GoFundMe page, by the time I was doing that, you posted up, oh, we got our biggest sponsor for $500, Baskin Law Group. I was like, oh, my God.
That was awesome. Because what I saw you conversating on the chat, and he said, done. And I didn't know what he meant when
he
said
what?
Done.
I didn't know what he was talking about.
Right. So as soon as he said done, like a couple seconds later, it pops up on the GoFundMe. And when I saw the 500, I was like, "Is that?" I was like, "Is that a typo?" Is that right?
Kelvin, I'm going to tell you, I had pulled over. Like I said, I was pulled over to text and thank the other ladies. And when I saw that, I just, like, busted out crying. I really did. Because
yeah,
I was like,
I got emotional, too. Because, you know,
yeah.
I got emotional because I saw that people were really paying us attention. They really starting to believe
yeah.
in what we're doing
mm-hmm.
for people. You know what I mean? And so
right.
I got emotional.
Exactly.
It really touched me. And, you know,
yeah.
I made this post right before all that happened. It said,
uh-huh.
My post said, when God blessed me with all my talents and skills, I've been
yes,
forever grateful.
That.
Now
yep.
I've been called to do his will. I see why he blessed me. He said, I
right.
will use you for my greater good. Don't worry who don't support you, for I will supply
mm-hmm.
all your needs. Just lead the way, build it, and they will come. And after
right.
that post, all everybody just started coming with donations.
Oh,
I was like, God, look at
goodness.
Jesus.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
I was
like crying like a baby. Like that. I was like, okay, wow, that's so great, Kelvin. Man.
You know what?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I've seen the miracles happen, and they continue
mm-hmm.
to happen. And there are
right.
bigger things that's coming, and we're in store for some good stuff.
Exactly. Now, I don't want to forget Miss Lady. Cody is on the line. Cody is calling in from South Carolina, right, Kelvin?
Yes, Bethune, South
okay,
Carolina.
Okay, Cody, she's going to be driving down here. Cody, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey,
hey
Cody, welcome
hey,
to
Cody.
The radio.
Hey, y'all.
Live. How you doing?
That's our family.
Just fine. Ready to get to y'all Friday.
Oh, my God. So
wait,
what time
wait,
are you driving down? Uh-huh.
I'm going to leave probably about 10 Friday morning, come down, do what I
uh-huh.
can do to help y'all get ready and
mm-hmm.
get ready to do our thing and make a positive impact on the community and see what can happen down there.
Racine,
well,
can I tell you my first experience with her? We went down there. We was doing some campaigning, and we went to the store where her and her mom was. And she
mm-hmm.
was in there. They first of all start loading us up with like bags of goodies and candy and stuff. Then the neighborhood kids would come in the store, and they would let them go fill up their bags full of like anything
wow.
in the store. And just the
oh
neighborhood kids, all races, all colors. And I was sitting there looking at this like, wow, I was amazed.
Wow, Cody.
She
oh
takes
my
care
goodness.
Of the community like, I mean, no race is an issue. That they don't
wow.
even see that. And ever since
oh
that
goodness.
Day, she won my heart with that. And I loved her for that. And I was like, wow, we're going to cross
go
paths
Cody.
Again. I knew it.
Aww. Well, I'm just glad that I can be a part of this and help y'all. Racine, my grocery store is in a very low poverty area, and I've always
mm-hmm.
taken care of my customers no matter what.
Right.
And I've ran across homeless. I've run across jobless. I deal with the rich, I deal with the poor daily.
Right.
And the homeless that I've dealt with, I've helped them do everything I can to get them back on their feet. And I'm hoping that, you know, with some of the experience that I've been able to have with them here, that I can come down there and, you know, just maybe find one person that can say, oh, gosh,
mm-hmm.
I can learn from you and take that one person under my wing and help at least one person. Make
exactly.
them feel good at least
Look
for
at
a
that.
Little bit.
Wow, Cody.
That is
no
wow,
matter
Cody,
race,
that's wonderful.
Age, religion,
right,
sexual
yeah.
orient, whatever they are, let's help them feel like somebody
that's
for a
wonderful.
Day, and make
mm-hmm.
them feel like we're not looking down on them.
That's right.
So
Amen.
You know
so
what?
That's our,
and, you know what? It's like it just goes right back to what I was saying. You know, with Kelvin, it was not like, oh, let me think about this. It was like a split decision. So when you found out about the challenge, Cody, you were just like, oh, I'm coming. You didn't
oh,
even
yeah,
think
I called
about
Kelvin.
It, did you?
As soon as Kelvin posted it, I called. I said, hey, what can
oh,
I do?
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm.
I'm there.
Right.
Off
and
the
you're
going to
have
she
your...
She said she was driving.
Uh-huh.
When
and I'm also going to have my 11-year-old with
awesome.
Me. She is very
right,
excited
right.
about
That's
this.
That's what I was going to say. You
she
have
wants
your
to
teenager
come.
With you.
Yes, and I hear a lot of people, well, my kid needs that experience. No, it's not about an
mm-hmm.
experience. It's about learning
right.
their heart to understand
mm-hmm.
everybody they encounter.
Mm-hmm.
Not
right.
about,
right.
oh,
exactly.
you're privileged, so let's go see what these kids have to live through. Don't do that. Don't compare them to anybody.
Right.
They cannot
mm-hmm.
help their situation. So she's coming out of the compassion of her heart to want to help somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. This kid went to school and rounded up coat donations.
Wow. Look at that.
I was driving
I
was driving a car down, but I now have to bring my Tahoe.
Oh, my goodness.
We have gotten that many donations to give out. Yes, clothing, blankets, everything, hot chocolate, just everything. And it's amazing how everybody has come together and is going to help this, and I'm proud to be a part of it, and I appreciate y'all a lot.
Well, I can't wait to meet you and see you, Cody, and, this is going to be great. You guys, you know what, now, every day, you know, okay, I'm going to tell you, I'm always ragging on Facebook how I can't stand Facebook and how I'm going to delete my account and all that, but, you know, I can never do that. But I'll tell you this, I really actually love Facebook because you guys, I'm able to keep in touch with you guys and see what you're doing on a daily basis and, you know, all the little updates. So I'm just loving it. But at the same time, I feel like Oprah because I get all emotional every time I see you guys post something. So I'm like, oh, my gosh. But you guys are so great. So it's like I can't wait to see you, Cody, and to meet you.
Thank you. But we also got a person on the back that got the wheels rolling on this now.
Yes.
Kelvin.
I'm nothing without y'all. I mean, I'm telling you, if y'all wouldn't have been doing what y'all are doing and being who y'all are, and the fact that all y'all are women, I'm the only guy on this movement. Like,
people I know,
guys I know, there's no other man that's hands-on with this but y'all, and y'all are ladies. I'm starting to think God was a woman. Y'all are amazing. So I got to salute y'all and take hats off to y'all. And when this is all over, we're going to be sitting back and talking about it and laughing and saying, remember when we first got together? Now look at us.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing some major things.
That's true. Cody, do you have any suggestions or questions or feedback about the about Friday? I have like a couple other people I got to buzz in before we go.
You go ahead and handle that, dear. I'm going to pop up. And you guys lead the way for me when I get there Friday.
Okay. All right.
Much
you,
love
Cody.
To y'all, and I'll
can't
see y'all Friday.
See you.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Love you.
Bye.
Did you see the 27th tailgate from Pink?
Did I see the what?
The flyer for the tailgate for Pink on the 27th. We need to plug that as well.
Okay, tell me about it.
Well, it's the Unity in the Community tailgate party where they do prayer, food, clothes, shoes, haircuts, and more like they do every month.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes twice a
month.
Yeah, service in the community, recognizing great leadership, and basically, you know, for the sports, you know, for the sports fans, and I think they're gonna have some TVs for the homeless that don't really get to watch TV.
Her. Yes, I saw her talking about it on a short video. So that's the 27th, right?
Yeah, at Renaissance Park at 240 Renaissance Parkway, Northeast Atlanta, Georgia. And having an open prayer call at 9 a.m., event set up at 10:30 a.m., serving begins at 1 p.m., and for more information, contact Laquan Alexander, 678-984-9241, and it's a major big event, haircuts, everything.
Right. That's on the 27th, everybody. That is with Pink. She was just on with us a few minutes ago. So you come to Black Friday, and then – if she will be there at the Black Friday sleep out homeless for one night, and she'll give you even more details about the event that 2 days later. Don't miss out on that. Okay, I do have a couple of other people that are on the line. If you did speak already, press number one so that my little signal will disappear. But if you would like to speak, press number one also. So if you did speak, press number one so that it will disappear. And if you would like to speak, press number one. Okay, so I have somebody. I think that I'm not sure who this is. Let's see. Hi, you're on Racing Ties Live. Who's calling? Hello? Okay, that person spoke already. All right. So basically, I just wanted to go over everything because, like I said, the questions I've been getting, Kelvin, were the parking, what should I bring, and the agenda. But we went over everything. It's very, very informal. Like you said, at 7, we're going to just be putting our stuff down, sharing testimony, personal testimony, motivation, encouragement, prayer. As far as what to bring, like I always tell people, whatever's clever so you won't be, you know, so you can stay warm. But just like Pink and Kim said, bring something that you can give away to somebody else. And just like you said, if you're going to have something with you, try your best to leave it there for someone else, whether it's a hat, coat, blanket, socks, shoes, toiletries, or whatever. And go to the Army and Navy store and get those hand warmers. Parking, you should be good on parking. Because it's parking all around the perimeter of the building. It's on the street parking. If not, if you want to pay money to park in the garage, the underground parking garage is like less than a block away. As far as food, do we have any, did you want to announce any donors or sponsors or anything like that? Or
As far as this, you know, all the people that have donated, I don't have the list of names, but
okay, that's fine.
They do have a Facebook post and a GoFundMe post, and we've acknowledged all of our donors, so we thank everybody, and we thank those that are still coming, and you know, we're grateful for everything. I got to find out which one of our team got a long table so we can get our serving table together and all that stuff, but mainly just to focus on trying to serve a hot meal. Hot, you know, stew, soup type of stuff, or anything that's hot, and then we just pull Krispy Kreme in for Christmas because we're gonna do gifts and food for Christmas, and Krispy Kreme has jumped aboard to sponsor donuts, so we got a treat for them on that, and then before Christmas we'll have plenty more donors coming in, and you know, media, everybody's gonna be there for this Friday, so it's a real good look.
Kelvin. Right. Now, is there anything that you wanted to mention about any events or things going on in the future, or you want to hold off on that, or what?
Well, basically, I normally used to feed every Sunday, and you know, and that raises that question, you know, like with these other big organizations only doing it once a year for Thanksgiving and Christmas, these people need to eat every day, you know, every week.
Right.
So,
right.
We was able to come out every week, and if we get it bigger, we can, you know, get to that level of being able to feed on a daily basis, even possibly having a soup kitchen. So we're praying. We got our fingers crossed. We got a lot of great things in store and great ideas. But for now, if they keep the donations and support coming, we can get to that point to where we can have somewhere
wonderful.
For them to eat on a daily basis and then get them off the street. That's the main goal, is to get people off the street. My original idea was getting us to that 5K budget or that goal, and at least get two or three people off the street that are, you know, working, or just, you know, a family that just need that one leg up to get that deposit for that apartment, because that job is not going to allow them to get that deposit to get back in an apartment. So that was our goal, to reach that first 5 grand, to try to get at least two or three people off the street back into a home. So their support is very important, and we appreciate everybody's support, and keep on supporting, because we're going to take that and you're going to see it work. You're going to see your donations work on the street. We're going to have photos, pictures, video, whatever you might need to see your donations
to
work.
Actually working. Yeah. So that's GoFundMe.com/4, C as in Charlie, S as in Sam, N as in Nancy, Y as in yes, 4. So that's GoFundMe.com/4CSNY4. We appreciate all and any donations, because just like I say, it's not like it's going to some mysterious CEO who, you know, because, you know, when I found out, like, you know, I'm not knocking it, but when I found out how Goodwill works, you know, they don't do anything spectacular. They just take your donations, they sell them, and they give the people, like, minimum wage, I think, or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But if you donate to Kelvin's FeedTheHungryUSA.org, you can see how it goes specifically, indirectly, and immediately towards helping somebody. You know what I'm
saying?
Right. So it's a your best bet, you know, if you don't want to hand the money to a stranger. Now, I
have
people that, yeah, they are pressing number one, so I'm not sure if they want to speak or not. But if you want to speak, press number one, and if you already spoke, press number one. And I'm just going to see what lights up, because I do have someone that has been on 4 minutes. Okay, so let me. If you want to speak, just press number one, and if you already spoke, press number one, because I do have a few people that are online, and I think they did speak. I did click somebody in, but they spoke already. So, but if there are any, do you have any other suggestions or any feedback that you want to share before we end out the show, Kelvin?
Basically, just a couple points that my people just text Terrence and Kim. You know, just a mental note that, you know, a lot of people are just one paycheck away from being homeless. If some of these people were to get fired tomorrow or today, then, you know, the next month they may be out. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the economy and everything else, is nobody has a real safety net now. And so, you know, we just keep that in mind when you're turning your nose up to people and wondering, oh, well, they must be lazy because they're out on the street. No, there's so many people
right.
that if one paycheck is missed, they'll be, you know, in that situation. So just be mindful of that. And also
exactly.
Feed the Hungry has a Facebook page as well. And you can follow my page and you can click the Facebook page. And I'm Kelvin K. Chill Harris on Facebook, as well as the
mm-hmm.
Feed the Hungry USA Facebook page, so that way you can keep track of what we're doing. We put the pictures up. You're going to see every move we make. We're going to do Facebook Live, so you get to see everything. And go back and look at our history. If you're on the page, you're bored, look at all the stuff we've done. And we've been doing
right.
it 4 years without any donations, without any backing. So
right.
just know that we're going to do it regardless, because that's just, you know,
right.
that's what we're called to do.
Right. And very briefly, Kelvin, I do have new listeners. I had a few people on Facebook that said they were going to tune in. Can you just tell us your background just very quickly, in case they missed the show last week, to tell them what you do? You know, you're not just collecting donations because you want the donations. Tell them what your claim to fame is, what you do as a career.
Oh, well, I've been, a 20-year veteran, ATL legend in the game. I used to, you know, be a rap artist with a group, K Chillin' Tetris, and, you know, started booking and managing artists, you know, some of your big groups, Jagged Edge, H-Town, Franchise Boys, and then I started acting in 2006, Stomp the Yard and a whole slew of movies on up into Alvin and the Chipmunks, Miracles from Heaven with Queen Latifah, Snap Killer Couples, Fatal Attraction, just a lot of stuff. So me, myself, you know, I could have been a selfish person and just did me and not worried about nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was blessed with all of my skills and talents, how, you know, who am I to turn my head and look away from the people that I know have needs? And if I can be a blessing, it wasn't because I was rich when I started
right.
the nonprofit, because God just placed it on my heart, and I thought, well, I don't know nothing about it. I ain't got enough money to take care of the world. God told me to worry
right.
about it. Ever since then, He's been providing all my needs, and if I got to come out of pocket, so be it, because I know I'm going to be blessed and I'm going to get it back.
Right.
And it's not from
right.
donations. So, I was driving a nice car before I started my nonprofit, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, that has nothing to do with my lifestyle, with what I do, you know, and though
right.
I'm not rich, but I still do what I got to do to take care of the
right.
people. So the
right.
donations will assist and keep me to, you know, keep me going, because the past 4 years
right.
has been God. It's been God and people
exactly.
pitching in, and I want to do
exactly.
more years. I don't want to stop, but the more support with donations come in, the bigger we can make things happen, the bigger
right.
and better and faster.
Know, what I, right, true, Kelvin. What I want to emphasize is the fact that, you know, you do have a career. You do, you know, because there are other people. This is ATL, so this is, you know, quote, unquote, the Black Hollywood. So you are out there doing things. You were in the Chipmunks, Road Chip movie, You were in what, Stomp the Yard, Drumline. So that is your career. That's your claim to fame. But what I want to emphasize is that you are stepping aside from that, and you also have the passion of helping people. So I feel that's very important for people to realize and to you know, for them to know that as well.
Definitely.
Kelvin, I am not CNN. I'm not WFSB. I'm not ABC or CBS. But I do have a little bit of a breaking news story.
Okay.
We do have one listener who, you know, is listening, and they are interested in partnering with, you know, your organization in a much more substantial financial way. And that is the Baskin Law Group.
Wow, look at that.
That
deserves a round of applause right there. Can you imagine what we could do? We could get this city in order with, you know, people like Mr. Baskin, because they care and they have the resources and connections to you know, touch the things that I can't touch. And that's just nothing but God. That's a blessing right there.
Right. So, you know, so hopefully in the very near future, you know, we're looking to talk to him and see, you know, what the possibilities are. So, and look, if anybody talks to me about going to any other law firm besides the Baskin Law Group, I'm not having it.
That's right. You have an accident, you call Mr. Baskin. You call Baskin Law Group. I don't care if they nick your bumper. You call Mr. Baskin. But forget that one call.
Break,
that's all. No, it's
your,
Mr. Baskin.
Yeah, if they chip your fingernail, well, I don't know about that. But if anything happens to you and you tell me any other person besides Mr. Michael Baskin, no, you better go away from here.
That's right. Matter of fact, I need some Baskin Law Group T-shirts so I can start sporting them around.
Yes,
what's
definitely.
That number? Can we give that number? You got that number handy?
You know, I don't have it in front of me, but I will definitely find out. They can go to my Facebook page. I have his picture and the number actually up on there. But trust
let me try to pull it up real quick. Yeah,
okay.
he definitely needs a plug.
Yeah, he was our first, our biggest donor this week, and we also want to thank everybody else who donated as well. You know, we know everybody's situation is different. I really appreciate everyone's effort, you know, regardless. You know, because just like I said, if you're not comfortable giving to somebody, giving, you know, your money to someone on the street, give it to Kelvin, and he will, you know, make sure that the proceeds go into the correct spot or the best place possible.
That's right.
So,
and they can always watch and follow us and see and, you know what's going on. Actually, they could be down there with us side by side.
You can see your money at work, literally. Yeah. Yeah. Let me find this number really quick, Kelvin.
I got it right here.
Okay.
I just saw your post.
And this is Baskin Law Group. Make sure that if you have any accident, everything, anything and everything. I know that they even do corporate as well.
Yep.
Oh, my
God.
Wait a second.
The number is – you ready for the number?
Okay. Wait a second. I have to double check this I want to make sure this isn't a typo.
What's that?
Oh, my God. See, yeah, I think, you know what, Kelvin? I know what it is. I think Mr. Baskin is intent on making me cry. That's what it is. I think he just likes to see my tears of joy. I think that's what it is. What's the number?
The number is, if you're injured, BLG, Baskin Law Group, over 30 years of success, 404-880-4156. That's 404-880-4156. The Baskin Law Group, the only lawyer you need to call in any situation.
Oh, my God. Okay.
How about that?
Oh, gosh. No, how about this, Kelvin? Okay, see, I'm he's trying to give me like this little Oprah moment for whatever reason.
You get a car.
Okay. He said that you will get that $5,000 that you need after the holidays.
Wow, that is awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, do you know what we would do with that? Do you know what would happen? These people are going to get off the street. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. We you know
what?
I don't even know what to say. I'm just thinking of these people.
Me neither.
Can you imagine the faces when we tell these people, we got a home for you. Let's go.
Wow.
Can you imagine the look on people's face? When we tell them people, you're not sleeping on the street no more. Come on, let's go.
Wow. My goodness.
It won't
and
be
see,
a dry
you know what,
eye in the place.
Yeah, the thing about it is, Calvin, is that, you know exactly what to do. You've been out there with them, so you know, like, what needs to be done, the process, and how to get them off the street. So that's a really a good blessing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's a great blessing.
And I will be so happy, and I'm going to be emotional when we taking them and, showing them their new home.
Wow.
And it's going to be so emotional. We're going to need some cleaning.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
That is
okay.
Awesome.
I'm done. I'm done.
I know.
I'm just
like, what do you say?
Right
all you can do is smile and just look at the sky and say, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. And that's why, Kelvin, when I was doing my website a couple months back, I was, kind of like tossed up about like what I should, name the website. Oh, should I do it Racing Tides or whatever? No, I named it Think Blessed because, I know that I'm blessed and I know that we all are blessed, but it's up to us to take advantage of our blessings, to recognize our blessings, and to move forward when we see opportunities. So that's why I always say, think blessed, stay blessed.
That's right. That's right.
And
oh man.
And obviously you are blessed too, Kelvin. Thank you so much, Mr. Baskin.
Thank you, Mr. Baskin.
I said earlier. Yeah, Baskin Law Group. Thank you so much because I was telling one of his friends earlier today on a Facebook post that, just like you, Kelvin, you didn't have to think about it. Other people, they get in their comfort zones and they won't budge out of that comfort zone. And they feel satisfied with and justified with the excuses that they've given themselves for not, going forward and not helping someone or not caring, not sharing, or not being there for someone. But you and Mr. Baskin, it's like second nature. It's finally great to experience somebody that has no problem showing their love for another human being. So
I can't wait to meet him. I can't wait to meet Mr. Baskin.
Yeah.
I'm going to give that man a hug like he's my long lost uncle.
You took the words out of my mouth. He's going to be like, okay, get off of me, because, I'm going to be hugging him, or, you're going to be hugging him. He's like, okay, enough.
Yeah.
But,
and then when he get to meet the people that he actually, helping off the street, I can't wait to see that moment when he's face to face with the people, and they're going to be thanking him, for making it happen. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
Whoa.
And you said that there is somebody that you have in mind that might be eligible to actually get off the street.
Oh yeah, that's plenty of people. They're working people.
Oh my gosh.
Just need that one foot up, and there's several, but we can only get to a few at a time.
One at a time.
But we can just keep lining them up. So we'll just have to kind of assess that. Well, when we're out there, do a Q&A, we'll screen who the potential candidates are to be worked on first. Because, everybody will rush if we just say, hey, who wants a home? And, there's a certain way it has to be done because everybody will flock, but there's a certain way it has to be done.
But just like I said, it's good that you can allocate it in the best way possible.
Right,
so,
man, that is going to be so awesome. I think I'm going to need some Kleenex, too, in the process of making it happen. I'm going to need some going to be in my eye. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
It's going to be the allergies.
Oh, my goodness.
Some going to be in my eye. So don't look at me and think I'm soft or nothing, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Oh my goodness!
Oh,
I'm usually hyped. I'm just like I just got all the wind just taken out of me right now.
Yeah,
I'm still
I'm still processing it now. I'm like, wow,
this
vision is really finna happen.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, I'm gonna get off the air before I start, sniffling and stuff like that.
Pink, y'all hear that? Cody, y'all hear
yeah.
that? Kim, do y'all hear that? Tara,
yes.
y'all hear that? Look at
yes.
God.
Oh, my God. Oh,
and
my God.
Just imagine.
I told him
the other day something big is about to happen. If y'all remember,
yeah.
I told y'all that. And
oh
y'all ain't seen nothing yet. Our breakthrough is right around the corner. Hello, somebody.
Right.
I'm telling you.
Right.
I
told my children, too. I said, you know what? I'm not sure. I just know that the way that the energy that I've been feeling lately with, meeting you guys, and I haven't even met those other young ladies, Kim and Cody and LA. I haven't even met you guys, but you guys, your energy is just so great, and it's just great to see how you guys go out of your way to help other people that, it just ignited, something in me. So just like I told you, I've been slacking. So this helps me to get back on track, Kelvin. Everything that I'm doing, it just helps me to get back on track, But I won't hold everybody up any longer because, I could just sit here and just chit-chat all day or all night. But I want to thank you so much, Kelvin, and thank all the other ladies, all the other organizers that have been doing everything to spread the word and just, let everybody know what we're going to be doing out there. As I did mention, I did speak with one of the commissioners the other day, and unfortunately, but like I said, realistically, the homeless situation is not, a priority. They did promise to get back with me after the holidays and give me an update on any projects that are taking place as far as the homeless situation is concerned. So, and they are fully aware of the event that's going down. Truthfully, the only thing that they offered was just to, as far as the feeding, I was reminded that the laws are just a little bit stricter and just to be careful as far as that's concerned. But other than that, like we did say, it does take a village. And if we're going to get something done, it's going to have to start locally within our own friends and families, our own community, because, like I said, it's not really a top priority for them at this time, at least,
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not. But
on a
lighter note, just
mm-hmm.
so y'all know, all your hard work is not going in vain, because I will be putting together an appreciation awards event for you guys, all the donors, all of y'all.
Great.
I'm putting that together, so just keep that in mind. Your work will not be in vain. I love all y'all.
Right. Thank you so much, Kelvin. Thank you so much, Mr. Baskin. Baskin Law Group.
Baskin Law Group.
Wow. Thank you guys so much. You guys just give me so much energy. I'm really psyched and really hyped right now. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to Racing Ties Live. This is more of an update show rather than my regular show. Usually I have different guests. We'll have conversations with a black man. I think Mr. Baskin is going to have to be my next conversation with a black man. So, I just want to, I'm so grateful and thankful of you guys, and I can't wait until Friday to see what happens then. If you have any donations, any clothing, anything like that, just be prepared to give it away. Other than that, we'll stay tuned, and we'll see you on Friday. Right, Kelvin?
All right, yeah, we ready. I pulled the blankets out. Let's get it. Thank you, Miss Miss Racine, Miss Ty.
Thank you, Mr. Kelvin.
All right.
Okay, check me out on thinkbless.com, and you can see all of my shows on there, a little bit of what I do. Again, that's thinkbless.com. If you want to fund the Kelvin's Feed the Hungry USA.org, go to GoFundMe.com/4CSNY4, and you can go ahead and do that. Other than that, have a good night, everybody, and thank you for joining us.